Hey everybody, it's Kylie Gable, your host for another exciting episode of the Feminization Boudoir podcast, brought to you by Candy Apple Press. This week is a story that was both written and recorded by Mistress DJ, and it's one that's really close to my heart because if you remember, in August, I went to a gaming, pop culture, comic, whatever you want to call it, convention called Gen Con in Indianapolis. Just me and like 75,000 of my closest friends. And Mistress DJ has also gone to, I don't know if she's gone to Comic-Con, I know she's gone to Dragon Con, she's gone to a bunch of cons as well. And so something true, really close to my heart. There are so many opportunities at a convention for things like feminization and female domination. I have written a story about this, or two-part story about this, called Convention Feminization, and the audios are available on Amazon. Did it many several years back, and she just did this story this year, but it rings true. It really does. So if you're interested in gaming conventions or anime conventions or whatever conventions, I hope you will really enjoy this story. And even if you're not, it's just I guess they would call a target-rich environment. So without further ado, here's Mistress DJ reading her own story, Feminized at the Convention.
Feminized at the Convention, written by Mistress DJ and Kylie Gable, published by Candy Apple Press. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved. Brittany, Sarah, Megan, and Sunny all piled into the rental car. Road trip, Megan squealed. Sunny turned the radio to KWNZ and turned the volume up. The girls started in on the long drive to San Diego. Comic-Con started the next day, and they'd been looking forward to this getaway all year. First stop was at Pilot for road snacks. They have the best food, Brittany said as she filled her basket up. Apparently, Sarah laughed. After getting slushies and enough food to feed a small village, the girls were on their way. 5 hours and they'd be in San Diego. The ride was uneventful, and outside of the typical usual parking lot that the five can become through LA, it went smoothly. Checking into the Garden Inn, Sunny browsed all the pamphlets for restaurants. What looks good? Pizza, Sarah said. Thai, Brittany said. In and out? Megan asked. Well, nice to see we're all in agreement, Sunny chuckled. There's a great buffet a couple doors down, Mario the front clerk chimed in. Sold, Sunny said loudly. The group put their things into their rooms and set up for Comic-Con over the next week. They'd managed to get connecting rooms and they were great. The hotel had beach access, so there was nothing really more that they needed. After a very filling buffet dinner, they hit the bar on the beach. The bar was small but cozy. Sunny and Megan ordered margaritas, while Brittany and Sarah got Long Island iced teas. They sat on the stools by the bar and watched the sunset. The sky turned into shades of pink, orange, and purple. The ocean breeze was cool and refreshing. It was a perfect way to end a long day of driving. Sunny turned to Megan and asked, "Have you thought about what cosplay you'll be doing?" Megan raised an eyebrow. "I'm thinking of dressing up as Harley Quinn. What about you?" "I'm going to dress up as Wonder Woman," Sunny replied with a smile. Brittany chimed in, "I'm still deciding between Black Widow and Catwoman." Sarah laughed. "I'm not dressing up. I'll just take pictures of you guys." She was really leaving hers as a surprise for the group. The group clinked their glasses together and took a sip. The alcohol warmed their bodies and conversation flowed freely. They talked about their favorite comics, movies, TV shows, and cosplays, and they also made a game plan so they could see all the exhibits at Comic-Con. The next day, the girls got into their costumes. Megan made a great Harley Quinn. She put chalk in her hair to complete the hairdo. Sunny's natural dark complexion made for a very Gal Gadot Wonder Woman, and Brittany went with Catwoman, but it was a Julie Newmar version. Throwback, classic, timeless, perfect, she said as she walked out. Duel of the Fates started blaring out of the Bluetooth speaker in the room, and the girls all looked at each other quizzically. Suddenly, Sarah burst out of the bathroom wearing only body paint and pasties. She transformed into Darth Maul. The women all applauded when they got a good look at her. "Bravo!" Megan cheered. Heading up the block to the convention center, the ladies were quite a sight. They were all in character and would do their best to remain so. As they walked into one of the biggest Comic-Cons on the West Coast, much less around the country, even in the world, Comic-Con in San Diego, the sights struck the group with awe. The massive crowds, the flashy exhibits, the colorful cosplayers, it was all mesmerizing. The women walked around, taking it all in, and snapping pictures with fans and cosplayers alike. The energy was contagious, and they felt more alive than they had in a long time. After several hours of wandering around, they found themselves at a booth selling vintage comics. Brittany and Megan were both avid comic book collectors, and they spent some time browsing the stacks of rare titles. Sunny and Sarah wandered off to look at some of the new video games being showcased. Megan was approached by a tall, lanky man dressed in a black suit. "Hello, ladies," he said with a crooked grin. "I couldn't help but notice your fantastic costumes." Brittany and Megan giggled, feeling flattered. "Thank you," Megan said, speaking for the duo. The man introduced himself as Max, the proprietor of Amazing Comics and owner of the impressive collection at the booth. "Are you Slenderman or Joe Black?" Brittany gushed. "Neither. This is just my outfit," Max answered bluntly. "But let's talk about you. Meow!" He pawed the air like a cat. Both girls kind of shuddered at the cringiness. "Julie Newmar," Brittany said. "Classic. Timeless, you know." "Oh yeah, baby, I know," Max leered. Sunny and Sarah noticed the interaction and quickly made their way over to the group. "Is everything okay here?" Sunny asked, narrowing her eyes at Max. Max quickly straightened up and put on a professional smile. "Everything's great. Just admiring these lovely ladies' costumes," he said, gesturing to Brittany and Megan. The group exchanged knowing glances but decided to move on and explore the rest of the convention. As they made their way through the crowd, they stumbled upon a booth with a giant sign that read, "Enter the Dungeon." Curiosity got the best of them, and they walked over to take a closer look. A man dressed in medieval garb greeted them. "Hello, travelers. Are you brave enough to enter the dungeon and face its challenges?" The women shared a look before nodding their heads. "We're in," Sarah said with a grin. The man led them to a dark hallway and handed them each a torch. "Be careful. The dungeon is full of traps and monsters," he warned. As they descended deeper into the dungeon, the torches flickered and cast eerie shadows on the walls. They heard water dripping and the distant hissing of something unknown. Suddenly, a loud growl echoed through the hallway. The women froze, their hearts racing. They could see the outline of a massive beast in the shadows ahead of them. Without a second thought, Sunny stepped forward and unsheathed her sword. The others followed her lead and charged to face the creature. It was a fierce battle, but the women fought bravely and emerged victorious. They high-fived each other and continued on through the dungeon. As they reached the end, they were greeted by a treasure chest full of gold and rare artifacts. They shared a laugh as they split the loot, feeling like true adventurers. Exiting the dungeon, they were met with applause from a small crowd gathered around the booth. They'd been watching the battles on the big screen televisions overhead. "I'm starving. How about you guys?" Sarah asked. "To the food court!" Sunny shouted. Megan had a hot dog, Sarah had nachos, and Sunny had a pretzel with cheese, and Brittany had a slice of pizza. They all had the con slush, which was dragon's blood. The girls planned which games they were going to play in the afternoon. There was a great Last Man Standing game and a Cthulhu game that they'd signed up for. Tomorrow was the day they were running their game, and Megan was going to set up a booth with her drawings. They were having a great time people watching, when all of a sudden a man cosplaying as Negan walked by. He did the notorious whistle as he walked past, and had Lucille resting on his shoulder. "Oh wow, Negan," Sunny chirped. It was well known she had a crush on Jeffrey Dean Morgan, back since Grey's Anatomy days. Negan was the bad boy side of his acting ability, and Sunny was smitten. "I gotta get a picture with him, I'll be right back," Sunny said as she grabbed her phone. Sunny trailed behind him until he got away from most of the crowd before getting his attention. "Negan! Negan!" she called after him. "I'd love to get a photo with you." The cosplayer stopped, turned around, and flashed an amazing smile. Sunny's heart skipped a beat. "Sure, pretty lady. You applying for the position of one of my wives?" the cosplayer asked, staying in character. Sunny giggled. "Sure, why not? A couple of pics, though?" "You got it." He backed up towards a heavy blue dark velvet curtain that would make for a good backdrop. They posed for a couple of photos, then the cosplayer said, "Here, hold this." He handed her the bat and grabbed his own phone. "I'd like a couple, too. Not every day you get to be next to Wonder Woman." Sunny struck a pose with the bat. The cosplayer held up his phone with one arm, and his other arm dropped down behind her and in one swift move managed to slide two fingers into her pussy. "Hey!" Sunny said, shocked. "Stop that!" He pumped his fingers in and out of her fast. "I have this effect on women. I'm used to it. Why fight it?" Sunny whacked him with the bat, got away from him, and went back to the group. She explained to the group what had happened, and they all went looking for the guy and told security, but nothing more could really be done. The group made their way to the table at the gaming center and took their seats. It was the last man standing game. Luck of the roll wasn't on Sarah's side, and she was out of the game pretty quickly. There were only 12 people at the table, but she was out in the first 5 minutes. She wandered back out to the convention floor to find all her Star Wars people. She found a booth that had some great Star Wars collectibles and great Darth Maul swag. She was browsing and just decided she was going to get a great Comic-Con t-shirt. The cosplayer running the booth, who was dressed like and sounded like the Mandalorian, greeted her. "This is the way," he said. Sarah snarled in character and pulled out the hilt to her double-sided lightsaber. "I think not," she said, remaining in Zabrak character. The Mandalorian reached over with both hands and grabbed her breasts, pinching the nipples. "This is definitely the way," he said, pinching more forcefully. She ran off, back towards the gaming room, with a shirt she'd not paid for. She pulled the girls out of the game and had a meeting of the minds. "He grabbed my tits," Sarah explained. "What about Pervo Negan?" Sunny complained. "Don't forget Max," Megan and Brittany said in unison. "Something's got to be done." The misogyny of this con has always been known, as the whole cosplay community, but this is just out of line. "So what are you suggesting?" Sarah asked. "I suggest we make examples out of these guys," Sunny said.
Hi, I'm Victoria Vaughn. Kylie got an email from Spotify last month warning him about adult content on the podcast. For now, there is no problem, but we do have to be careful about what we put on the free podcast so that we can stay on the air. Scenes that might have been allowed before have become a bit dangerous for us. It's one of the reasons that the premium podcast is so important. Because you have to subscribe to listen, we don't have to worry about content limits, so we can include much more titillating scenes. Premium subscribers get the entire audio and not just a clip. That includes all the good parts. And the shows don't just disappear when we're done with them. There's something like 30 hours of content in the archives of accessible when you subscribe. It's $15 a month, and we know that's not in everybody's budget. But if you're interested, check out the premium Feminization Boudoir on Spotify, or check out the link in this show's description.
"Like revenge?" Megan asked. "Something like that. Let's go back to the room. I have an idea." On the way back to the rooms, Sunny stopped by the front desk and picked up extra keys. "Girls, here's what I'm thinking," Sunny said as she sat on the edge of the bed. "These guys aren't going to change their ways until somebody teaches them a lesson. I think Comic-Con's the perfect place to do it." "What are you thinking?" Brittany asked. "I'm thinking that tomorrow, instead of Megan having a booth with her drawings, we should have a feminization booth. An opportunity to emasculate and feminize all the men that need it," Sunny explained. "But how are we going to get that to happen? It's not like cosplayers are going to walk up like, 'Feminize me, please,'" Brittany lamented. "True, but if we had three sissies sitting there with before and after photos, we could get a lot of guys feminized by their girlfriends, wives, etc.," Sunny explained. "Three sissies?" Megan questioned. "Yeah, the Mandalorian, Negan, and of course Max," Sunny explained. "So," Sarah spoke up, "I'm in, but how do we make this happen?" Sunny smiled smugly. "Well, Max is clearly enamored with you," she directed the comment to Megan and Brittany. Negan clearly has the hots for me, and the Mandalorian wants to get it on with Darth Maul here, Sunny said, gesturing at Sarah. So my thought is, we go downstairs, tease and flirt, tell them we're having a private party upstairs, and then we lower the boom, Sunny nodded sagely. But how, Megan started to ask before Sunny cut her off. Get him up here and leave the rest to me, Sunny said as she walked over to the phone to order some champagne, some strawberries, and some snacks. Then she proceeded to bring out her backup phone and set it up in the corner, connecting it to her laptop with a cord. The group watched in amazement. It's like you pre-planned all this, Megan said encouragingly. Well, my thought was to edit and make videos for social media, but if it's needed for proof, so be it, Sunny said. Now let's go get him. The girls headed down to the lobby and then to the convention hall. Sunny was looking for Negan, Sarah for the Mandalorian, and Brittany and Megan for Max. Brittany and Megan were the first to find their target. Max was still working his booth diligently. Laying it on thick, Megan cooed, Sorry about earlier. We're having a little private party upstairs starting at 9. Hope you can make it. She slipped the key into Max's pocket. He was practically drooling, so they knew they'd gotten him. Next was Sarah. She walked over to the booth where the Mandalorian had been. Sure enough, he was still there. No one was there at the moment, so she walked up and said, This is the way. You want to help me take this body paint off? She asked as she slipped his key into his glove-covered hand. This is the way, he answered. Finally, Sunny, she really felt challenged by this, even though the whole plan was hers. She'd had a crush on Jeffrey D. Morgan for 20 years. She had to keep telling herself, this isn't him. It's just a cosplayer that's good at what he does. But still, Negan. The temptation of all temptations. She justified to herself that she'd have a little fun with him before she feminized him. That'd be okay, right? Finally, she found him chatting up other women. Big shocker. She went over and ran her hand up and down Lucille suggestively. I was rethinking your offer about being a wife to Negan. She handed him the key and he winked as he stuck it in his pocket. The plan was returned to the room at 9, as that's when the convention floor closed. Sunny had a little different plan. She went back to the room knowing she'd have it to herself and Negan for at least half an hour. She wasn't wrong. Not 2 minutes after she arrived, she heard, little pigs, let me in. The Negan cosplayer walked in through the door. Sunny pounced on him like a fat kid would jump on a cupcake. She started pulling his clothes off and kissing him. Sure, he was a pig, but he was a sexy pig. He sat the bat down and helped her get out of her Wonder Woman outfit. Threaten me with the bat, Sunny said breathlessly. She knew she should be ashamed, but this was a once-in-a-lifetime chance, and she figured she'd be turning the tables on him soon enough. He picked up the bat and said in his best Negan voice, Bend over for your king. She enjoyed the fantasy fuck. When they were done, she knew the others would be there soon, so she got Negan to confess. So do you treat all women like this at Comic-Con? See which ones will bite? She asked, knowing the camera was catching it on recording. Let's just say I can get whoever I want with my Negan presentation. I go all over the country as Negan, and let me tell you, he's a lady killer. He couldn't help but brag. I could smell that I excited you. That's besides the point, Sunny snapped back. I didn't say you could shove fingers up my pussy. Yet here we are, he smiled conceitedly. I always get my way. She walked over and grabbed her lasso of truth replica out of her bag and proceeded to playfully tie him up. With the lasso of truth, I shall find out everything. She secured his arms and feet into a modified forward hog tie. Okay, I've been a little rough with some of the women, but in the end, I think they like it, the Negan cosplayer admitted. Thanks for the confession. She grabbed her dirty panties from the day before and stuffed them into his mouth. Room service arrived and she set it up to look like a very sexy little private party, minus the Negan cosplayer hog tied on the bed. Sunny put her Wonder Woman outfit back on and straightened up, leaving Negan naked and tied up. Finally, the rest of the girls arrived, and they all gave Sunny suspicious looks, but they seemed happy that he was secured. Sunny sat on the bed, ready to watch the rest of the show. Max was the next of the pigs to make it to the party. Hello, ladies. He made everybody's skin crawl the way he said it. Hello, Max, Brittany said. Megan stood up next to him. Champagne? She offered him a glass. Don't mind if I do. Looks like the party already started, he said, raising his glass towards the tied-up Negan. We'll have to catch up, Brittany said. Megan walked over to the bed and laid down. Oh, Max, she called out. Join me? Negan tried to warn him from his gagged mouth. I got this, buddy. Don't you worry. Max winked at Negan. He took the spot next to Megan on the bed. Well, Megan, I should say Harley, how's Daddy's little monster tonight? He grabbed her ponytail and drew her face towards his. Megan wrapped her leg over him to pin him to her. Ooh, Harley wants to get closer. I'm good with that. Brittany wrapped a metal handcuff around his wrist and then a wrist lock to bring it behind him, securing it to his other wrist. Megan then took scissors and cut his clothing off of him. Not having any other proper bondage equipment, they made do. She grabbed a pair of her pantyhose and tied his legs together. What the fuck? Max began before Brittany stuffed her panties in his mouth and secured it with another pair of tights. Two down, one to go, Sarah said, fiddling with the horns on her head. 15 minutes later, the door opened. The Mandalorian joined the party. Sarah jumped up to divert him to the bathroom. She figured he'd run if he saw the other two guys bound up. She opened the bathroom door. This is the way. This is the way, he said. She started to shower and made sure the bathroom door was cracked open. Sarah climbed into the shower. Gonna join me and wash this all off? The red and black paint was beginning to run off her body. He took off his armor, revealing a very boyish-looking man. He was pretty. Think Mark Hamill in the original movie, kind of pretty. This is the way, he said, stepping into the shower. It was very steamy in there, and she distracted him by running her hands all over him and allowing him to do the same to her. Megan had gone down to housekeeping and got a roll of Gorilla Tape, claiming one of her props broke. Sarah almost broke character when she saw Megan's hands reaching out to tape the Mandalorian up. She quickly got it around her wrist, then handed it off to Sarah, who wrapped it around his body, pinning his arms to his body. Not ideal, but it would work. What the fuck? The Mandalorian protested. This is the way, Megan and Sarah said together, laughing. Walking him into the room, they put him on the flat, fold-out couch. Three for three, not bad. I'm going to finish washing this off. Sunny began a lecture like a teacher at college. You're probably wondering why we brought you fine gentlemen here this evening. We, as women cosplayers and nerds, are tired of the misogyny, the bad behavior, and plain-out disrespect we experience from you three at this convention. Considering the camera in the corner has all your confessions, I'd recommend going along with our plan if you'd ever like to go to a con again. The Mandalorian, the only one not gagged, spoke up. What the fuck? What plan? What are you going to do to us? I'm sorry, I was just having... Sonny held up a finger. Shush, now. Placing a large strip of Gorilla Tape over his mouth. We're going to have a booth tomorrow. A feminize your fella. Or a create a girly cosplayer. I don't know. Still a work in progress. But you three will be our shining pupils of the feminization transformation. We will turn you into very passable cosplayers. All three men knew exactly what that meant and let out a groan. Sarah emerged from the bathroom in a robe. First things first, let's shave these guys from top to bottom. Smooth. She passed out razors, warm wet washcloths, and shaving creams to the girls. Sarah began by lathering up the Mandalorian. He didn't have much body hair, or facial hair for that matter. He was an easy transformation. She took the razor and went over his skin, and with a few passes of the razor, this is the way, she said in a sing-song voice. He squirmed at her touch. Max and Negan were tied and gagged on the bed, the girls playing with their hair and skin. Sonny, I think it's time to shave this piggy, Megan said, taking the scissors and freeing Max's legs from the pantyhose. She started with his legs, lathering them up and shaving them from the ankles to the groin. Smooth as a piglet, Sonny responded. Max was screaming behind his gag, screeching for help. Brittany took his eyebrows off, then gave him a clean shave on his face. Megan stayed focused on his lower half, no going around his cock and ball area. Once they were clean shaven, she applied baby powder all over them. Looking good over there. Sunny looked at Negan, picking up Lucille. You're next, little pig. She tapped her hand with the bat. The fear in his eyes was undeniable. She had all the girls come help. Negan was very hairy and had quite the 5 o'clock shadow. So between all of them, they got him nice and smooth.
I hope you enjoyed that. That was Mistress DJ reading her own story, Feminized at the Convention. And always great when a writer is able to read their own story. We've got a bunch of great stories coming out at Candy Apple Press. Pamela Harlow has just done a great couple of parts of a story called Feminized in Chastity, which combines feminization with a good old-fashioned chastity cage. And I think that's going to make a great audio as well. I've been doing one which I really loved writing called Feminized by the Sheriff's Daughter, which was based a little bit on a really old Fiction Mania story that I don't think is even up anymore, about a cruel sheriff's daughter who feminizes a guy who thinks he's just having a one-night stand with her. And then on top of that, we've got some more great stuff coming from Mistress DJ and Sissy Brenda. You'll be hearing that one soon, called called Time Machine Dildo, I believe is what it's called. And there's just a lot of really great books coming out now. If you like the audios, we'll have more of those coming. But also, if you enjoy the books, you know, there's a lot of good stuff coming out from Candy Apple Press. So I hope you enjoyed today's podcast, and we will be back next week. Hope you will be too. Take care.